probably not the protest you thought it was.
Living the rock and roll lifestyle is not easy, but it's interesting. Pocosi scours the internet for rock and roll dirt so you don't have to. It's time for Rock Gossip, powered by Mastercraft Auto Body on 1029 The Whale, Connecticut's classic rock.
Buffalo Springfield had a lot of good songs, but you probably only know one of them. I mean, Buffalo Springfield with Stephen Stills, Neil Young, David Crosby, all these people were in this band. But the song you know is For What It's Worth. Though Mr. Soul is a good song. Just saying. Rock and Roll Woman. It's a good song. But you know For What It's Worth. And that launched the group's career. They got a gold record. It was the only top 10 of their very short career. And it came about after Stephen Stills was an eyewitness to what became known as the Riot on Sunset Strip. But it wasn't political. The cops did use, quote-unquote, heavy-handed tactics against kids. They were protesting the closing of a nightclub, but it still inspired Stephen Stills. Here is Stephen Stills with a little help from David Crosby on writing that song.
Policemen out of control, and then getting to fight at an airport over a bunch of hippies giving a guy coming back from the Malibu heart. I was at a friend.
Part of it was at my house in Beverly Glen. I remember you coming up there and going, ding, ding, ding.
Oh, yeah. And then I ended up out at the house that I ended up renting out in Topanga, didn't I? It started a year out. It was an epic journey that night. And the song rattled around through the whole night and was finished by dawn.
There's another song they wrote in one day. Everybody's writing a song in one day. Steven Tyler, 71. He still dresses like, you know, he's a rock star. Sometimes, though, too many scarves make him look like Carly Simon. But he acts young. He's on stage the other night. Juices are wild at Las Vegas residency. He lays down on top of a fan. I don't mean a fan. I mean a fan. Like, you know, one of those things that blows air. Not a concert goer. I'm not sure how he did that. It seems dangerous. But he posted a video of it. And apparently, Steven Tyler's a dad like everybody else. He does dad jokes, and he embarrasses his kids. His daughter, Mia, responded with a two-letter word. Ew. And then his youngest daughter, Chelsea, chimed in. My thoughts exactly. See, no matter who you are, you're going to embarrass your kids.
Finding the latest in rock gossip. Weekday mornings at 6:30 and 8:30. It's Rock Gossip, powered by Mastercraft Auto Body on 1029 The Whale, Connecticut's classic rock.